This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So tonight we are going to be talking about It. Welcome to Dairy One. This is episode 5. We're going to be talking about Nabal Street. So let's go ahead. Let's talk about this. I have my good friend and co-host Rossi here with me, and we're here to break this episode down. And hey, Rossi.
What's up, John? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's great. So I wanted to get your opinion of like the last episode that we had, and then going into this episode, what you thought about the opening.
The opening of this episode, when we get down to it, absolutely crazy. But the last episode, really enjoyed. Disappointed because, but I think we already talked about the fact that when the pictures came out, the kids were going to be able to see what's in the pictures, but no one else would be able to see what's in the pictures. So,
right.
The last episode with one of the Penny, the little girls.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but the fact that the eye scene in the cafeteria was it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy on what happened to Marge. Yeah.
Yes, Marge, yes. And I thought it was not real until the new episode and she's in a hospital and it's like, oh my gosh, that really happened.
Yeah, I knew that was really real because the way that it was actually presented to us, because Marge is actually seeing snails in her eyes because she was actually afraid of snails.
Right.
But that scene was just horrible. You know what I mean? It was just horrifying. And then at first I'm like, and I said this in the last episode, I said, if she winds up saying that she saw snails in her eyes, she's going to be over there with Juniper Grove with Lily. If she winds up doing it, they're going to both be in there together.
Yes.
So I'm glad that in this episode, it redeems her character.
Right.
And then we actually get the interrogation scene at the end of last episode and it goes into this episode.
Right.
And here's the thing. Dick actually went into Taniel's head and now we have and I thought Taniel was dead, to be honest with you. He's over there. He's spinning up some white spin and stuff. It looks like he's having a seizure.
Right.
Come to find out he's okay. Thank God.
Right.
But it's just horrifying to see how much damage Dick did in order to get the information he needs. And I also said this too. I said they're weaponizing Dick just as they're trying to weaponize and control Pennywise as well, which is It.
Right.
So you have one character that's completely innocent in this and just taking orders from the general and not knowing what they're dealing with up until now.
Right. No, that scene where Dick was going into Daniel's mind to get that information. First of all, when Dick is having these episodes, it's hurting him. You can tell the pain and the strain that it hurts him to even do this mentally. But the way that he went into Daniel's mind and watched him when he was a kid and got the information, I too thought they killed him.
Me too.
You know, he died because of the convulsions, the foam out of his mouth. I thought he was done for too. And I like this character, so I'm happy that he was okay. But yeah, the scene of really seeing what Dick does was awesome.
I agree.
How he can do that, you know?
Just horrible. It's just a horrible thing for him to be able to do that and get the information he needs.
Right.
Like, I understand why he has to do it. But at the same time, though, he's just taking orders. But now we're getting into this other thing with Marge in the hospital. Lily visits and Marge didn't tell anyone about what really happened. Everyone thinks that Marge is covering for Lily.
Right.
But I like this moment between her. It's like, hey, look, I didn't tell anybody what happened because then I'll be in Juniper Grove.
Right.
And I just want to tell you, I'm sorry for everything I did. And then she winds up telling her, I'm sorry, I also didn't believe you. Yeah. So I like the fact that Marge is now redeemed. And it makes me like, okay, I don't hate you as bad as I did in the first couple of episodes. Yeah. So you're good. You're cool with me. You made up with Lily. There's no sneaky shit going around. You're good. But I just thought that was a good scene.
Yeah, no. And Lily's response, because now Marge knows and saw things that Lily was talking about, or, you know, she knows that it's real. And like I said, honestly, seeing her in a hospital, you know, in this scene – and really realizing that she took her eye out, you know, and the fact that, you know, of course, Lily's caught with the knife in her hand, you know, you're not knowing how this is going to go down. I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to see Lily in this episode back at Juniper Hospital because of what happened. But the fact that Marge didn't tell, and like you said, the scene between her and Lily, and her now knowing that Lily was telling the truth the whole time, they're both in the same boat. I like that they were able to get that friendship back, because you can tell in the beginning that, you know, Marge really liked Lily and wanted things to go well for her. So I'm happy that, you know, unfortunately, because of it, they're both on the same page and they can help each other.
Right. Which is something that I'm glad that now they're actually stronger together now.
Yes. Yes.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. And,
you know, I thought for sure that she cut out both eyes because of the way the chisel was and stuff like that inside that workshop room, but it was only one eye. So I'm like, so this is not as bad as I thought. You just lost one eye, but still, it was gruesome enough that I actually thought both eyes gouged out. But
the scene was crazy, though. I mean, that was just nuts. The scene was awesome, just seeing her eye and just, like I said, we've said this many a times, good job. They've done a good job with the graphics. I mean, it really takes you in there and you're just freaking out over what you're saying. So
even more in this episode, but we'll get to that in a minute.
But, yes.
But then you see this other scene where you have Rich coming in. You also have all the club members coming back in. And then off to the side, you see, you don't even see the tent because I was actually still trying. I was rewatching this before we did the review. I'm over there pausing it to see if I can see the tent where Maddie's at.
Right.
To see if it's there. And they do a good job of blocking it out to where we're just as surprised as they are for seeing this.
Right.
And then it's very creepy on how Maddie comes out. And I'm like, nah, that's got to be Pennywise. I actually had a question mark in my notes where I'm like, nah, this has to be Pennywise playing with them.
You know, I didn't even think that. Like, seriously, I was so happy to see Maddie back. And when he came out with the long hair and everything, you know, and seeing him, I'm like Tamika, you know, what she said to you. I thought, oh my gosh, Maddie's back. But I didn't even cross my mind to think about it. I'm just happy to see the kid, you know, the things that he's saying, what he went through, you know, and of course, you know, you start questioning, but you were in the sewers. How did everything that he's saying, but honestly, I didn't know until the reveal.
Well, you know, I'm pretty
gullible too. So,
well, this is how I caught on to this. Okay. So he's telling them, oh yeah, I waited for him to go to sleep because he sleeps during the daytime. No, he doesn't. If he slept during the day, Will wouldn't have gotten attacked in the stream while fishing. So you're lying your ass off.
Right.
And so I'm like, nah, you're Pennywise. And then he's like, oh yeah, I just left Bill there. I mean, Phil there. And Bill's dead and all these other people are dead. So you're telling me that while he was napping, while it was napping, you decided to escape? I'm like, nah, dude, you're acting kind of suspect to me.
Dude, honestly, dude, I feel silly. You know what I mean? Like, that should have been the first thing that I thought was as it. But no, like, dude, I was so happy to see Maddie back. It was just, I'm going with it. Like, Maddie's back. Not even thinking about it, you know? So they got me.
How are you?
They got me.
Yep. But here's the thing. They do such a good job of portraying this because I'm also questioning one other character, though, too. We'll get into that in a minute.
Right.
Because they're playing this tug of war game with my emotions right now, and I don't like it. Because I'm like, is she good? Is she not good? She seems like she's good, but I don't know. Right. But we'll get into that in a minute. But then we also have where you have Major tells Leroy about the pillars. Now he's actually in this as well.
Right.
And because they're not even telling Leroy about what's going on.
Right.
So what do you think?
Are we talking about the little fragments? Are we at the fragments?
Yeah, the fragments. Yeah.
First of all, I have to say that I, you know, went back and watched the first It just really quick so that I could understand, remember more of it and those little fragments. Happy with that scene. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's see here. We have Terry. He says, Lily was saying bad. Pennywise was so close. Yes, he was. Yeah. But, you know, I do like the fact that, you know, you have Leroy, who's not in the know of everything that's going on, and he's pissed off at the general because he has every right to be pissed off at him.
Right.
It was, wait a minute, you're telling me that you allowed my family to move into this town knowing that right. there's danger in this town.
Right.
He goes, well, technically, it's your fault for moving them into the town when you could have just stayed on the base. But at the same time, though, they don't want to. Here's the thing. I understand where Leroy is coming from. He doesn't right. want to just exclude his son from experiencing life.
Right.
He wants the best for him.
Right. And when he goes home and, you know, his wife has a whole situation going on because she's trying to help Ronnie's dad, you know. But when he gets home and, you know, he first of all, he has a right to be upset. They didn't tell him, you know, that the town was like a problem with the town and this curse. But anyways, when he goes home and tells his wife, I'm thinking that there's going to be an argument because they haven't been getting along too well as far as her being an activist and him wanting her to kind of like stay on the low. And then the fact that his son, who just met a group of kids, now has to go and live on this base. And he has a whole situation going on. But I'm with Leroy. Yes, I would be absolutely pissed and furious because he had kept his family away to come to town and get settled and then to bring his family to a town and things aren't right. And it's just, it's dangerous. Yeah. He could have made provisions for his family. So.
Right. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad for Leroy because he's like, he wants to let his son experience having friends and he can't really have friends on a military base.
Yeah.
Excluded from everybody.
Right.
So I understand where Leroy is coming from. Right. And instead of Francis, which is the major.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, you know, with the major and everything, with the general, I just feel like that he's not confessing up to the fact, hey, look, I was in the wrong on this. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah, I think that when Leroy went up in a plane and had to take Dick with him, and he got to see that scene where Dick is going and, you know, being able to see, having a shine. And so even though at that time Leroy didn't know, you know, that Dick had that and what that was, he did invite him to the house. And you would mm-hmm. think by that time that the general would have let him know exactly what's going on because he's already had experience and had to take Dick up in a plane to go and find where this site is. So, yeah, he should know. And so, yeah, they're leaving a lot out and he should have known that by then. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So then we have this other thing that happens where Maddie tells Veronica, Ricky, Will, and Lily about Pennywise and how he escaped. We talked about that. Right. Then Veronica's dad goes to Shawshank. And right. That was creepy.
Yeah.
But the security guard, Leroy's wife sees Leroy and tells his wife about everything. So this is what I wanted to talk about was how creepy it was to see Pennywise being the security guard because you already know something's about to go down.
Right.
Because of the fact of the look on that security guard's face. Right. And you also see Leroy's wife going like, what the hell is this?
Right.
And it just shows you how corrupted everything is.
Yes. No, that scene when, you know, Ronnie's dad's getting on that bus and she's out there waiting and wanting to talk to him, I guess. But anyways, when that scene happens, you see the look on her face first because there's commotion and she looks and just her reaction to him. And then you see him at the door and that smile. Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy. He's everywhere.
He is. He's everywhere in Derry. Then there's no restrictions on him.
Right.
Even Dick says, Rose actually says this. What makes you think that you can actually have control over this thing?
Right.
Has no jurisdiction, right. no conscience on anything right. it's doing. So what makes you think they control this thing?
Right.
So, yeah, it just shows you how much he's attached to this town and how much he's willing to do to corrupt this town even more.
Right. I think Francis is making a big mistake by not including Rose on what's going on and letting her help because she has the prism, you know, that fragment. And so she could be so much more of a help, especially when he knows when they were younger, she knew about what was in the woods. So I was really disappointed that he kind of blows her off. And I have a feeling that he wants to protect her because he still, you know, obviously remembers that they were kind of in love with each other. What do you think about that? About him not letting her help out? I believe eventually she's going to, but just in that scene alone.
Okay, so I do like how he said how he brought his memories back as well. There was like this experiment in the military, and that's how he managed to get his memories back.
Right.
But I agree with you fully. Where, you know, he remembers the fact that she saved his life, but yet you're not going to allow this woman that saved your life to help you, but you're going to trust her nephew that you never even met in your whole entire life,
right?
To do this when he has the chart,
right?
And you know, and then but Rose trusts Francis still, even though she's not including in this whole entire thing,
right?
Yes. But she's also pissed at him because of the fact that what he did to her nephew,
right?
Yeah. So you know, I just feel like that. After this happens,
yeah,
I think some of the military people are going to be like, look, I don't want none of this. I don't want this. So I think it's going to leave a door open for Rose to come in to help out with this.
Right. Especially you know? How...
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
Bad things went in the tunnels, you know.
Right.
Things went worse than I thought they would. I mean, first of all, I'm so happy that, you know, when we get to Pennywise, how he makes his appearance. Been waiting, you know, love that character, love this Pennywise. So, but the whole tunnel scene and what's going on there, honestly, John, I was not expecting for, I forget his name, the Leroy's best friend who works with him to
die. I forgot
die.
His name, but yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but I also wasn't expecting what happens to Dick either. Like,
oh my gosh, right.
Like, it was supposed to be just like waist deep water up to there, and then all of a sudden he's gone, and then next thing you know it, he wakes up he's in a bathtub.
Right.
And it's his grandmother telling him, hey, look, you don't need to be doing this. Keep the box shut.
Yeah.
And this is a callback to The Shining and also Dr. Sleep, where he keeps his memories locked up in a box to where nobody else can get in.
Right.
And so his grandfather comes in, and if you guys read Dr. Sleep, you know his grandfather is a terrible person.
Yeah.
Even in The Shining, I think even in The Shining, Dick might have mentioned him in the book.
Okay.
But he's a horrible person. Yeah. And then it is manipulating him to be able to open that box and scare him to death to open that box.
Right.
And just the mannerisms and the expressions of what happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just horrifying to see that.
No, yeah. That scene when he comes out of that bathtub and, you know, his grandfather with the gun and the threatening him basically. And he's upset because, you know, he wants to use Dick's talent in nefarious ways. And so of course Dick doesn't want to do that, but I love the fact that he and his grandmother can talk to each other. But when he was taunting him about opening up that box and how he was freaking out because you don't want to let that out. Great scene. Him being underwater and him being gone. Like he was down there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Like he was down there for a good 10, 15 or maybe 20 minutes.
Right.
And everybody was looking for him down there. And then after that, you have the whole entire thing with the kids. And I also like this moment, though, Rossi, where you have Nebolt Street. Then you also have the accident that happened at Shawshank.
Right.
And everything is interconnecting with each other.
Right.
Within this episode, everything is coming together. Side A, plot is coming together, side B plot's coming together, and it's all being right. televised on TV yes. about the military faking a gas line just right. to get in Naval Streets. And I love it. I love how they do this, because at that same time that the military is moving in, the kids are moving into the sewer.
Yes.
So I like we have these two plot lines coming together now.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I think that the things with the kids in the sewer is just as scary as the stuff with the adults.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. As adults, there are things that scares us as adults that are right. even more scarier than what kids are scared of.
Right.
And I really love what they did with this. And then you have the Uncle Sam thing saying, I want you. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I'm like, ooh. Yes, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, you know, and I was wondering, like, at some point, they're down there together. When are they going to cross paths, you know? The fact that you have the Uncle Sam coming out, like I said, just the unexpected scene. Freaking scary, scared me. I jump a few times in this series, I must say.
Same.
And then the kids and what's going on with the kids, because at some point, you know, Maddie then reveals that he's it. And the way that he did it, when he starts singing the song, well, first of all, before we can get to that, the body's floating up.
Yeah. The bodies are floating up, but the kids are not even quite like just shocked at the bodies piling up. You right. also know now Phil's dead. They know Bill yes. is dead.
Yes.
And then they're just frozen still.
Yeah.
As Maddie is going around in a circle.
Yeah.
And as he's going around in a circle, then you see then you see Pennywise. And I'm like, the shape. And I like how they do this whole entire thing with the head, the back of the head opens up.
Yes.
And
yes.
then you see Pennywise's head in the back of him. Yeah. And then finally we get the whole entire deal of Pennywise right in front of him.
Right.
And oh, God. That scared the hell out of me. And then the kids are like, bye. But
yeah, they were gone. No, that was so great. I mean, just the reveal of Pennywise, the way it was done through Maddie, you know, great scene. And when he's finally revealed, having he jumped for joy. I've been waiting for when he was going to make his appearance. And I love the way that they did that. And he was scary as hell. I mean, I was freaked out, and they take off, and just to hear his voice without seeing him is even creepier.
Yes, especially when you have that little shadow thing of yes, the shape of
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
And then all of a sudden, just yeah, oh moving God. Really fast.
Right.
And then, you know, thanks to Daniel, who dropped the shard in the water,
yes.
it saved Lily's life. And at first, I was thinking, wait, is it her charm that it is actually afraid of? Because there is a turtle, which is Matren, who right. it is actually scared of.
Right.
But then I'm like, no. Then you see it glow in the water part, and it happens right. to be the charred. I'm like, yes. okay, good. She's safe.
Yeah, and his expression, because I'm thinking like the same thing. I'm thinking that here we go, you know, heads off, she's done. Like, Lily's going to be done. And I'm going back to what you said weeks ago. Do not get attached to any of these characters. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a character that we didn't know we were going to lose, but we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And then when he does his form where he's getting ready to bite and his whole face is exposed, the teeth are exposed, love that still shot. But I'm wondering what's going on. And they show the shard in the water. And then it's like,
he just freezes.
And her looking at it, trying to figure out, wait, like, what happened? And she sees that and picks that up, and it's like, yes. Yes, here we
go. Right. And I like how they do this thing where it is afraid of this shard, and yes. he just hurry. Then all of a sudden, he just closes his mouth, and then he runs off.
Right. Yeah, so, just backs away. So, yeah.
Then we have Will and the rest of the guy, rest of the friends. And first, Leroy is actually picturing his wife in the sewer.
Right.
And his friend is like, there's nothing there.
Right.
And so he shoots his wife in the head.
Crazy.
Leroy yeah. does. And yeah. then all of a sudden he just goes up to it. And we already know that that's not his wife. That's okay. actually it. And right. I like how it just does this little swan type of swim away from it.
Yes.
him. And then Will comes out. I'm like, no, do not shoot your son.
Oh, my gosh.
Even dude, though I know Will's safe, it's still, he's 3 for 3 right now.
right. No, dude, first of all, when he starts tripping out and thinking that that was his wife, it's like, okay, here's the problem. because these kids are going to come. At some point, I already know these kids are going to come, and that's when they're going to run into them. But then when he shoots the wife, who's not the wife, we know that, at that point, I'm like, when he tells his friend, don't trust anyone, even if it's your mom, it's your girlfriend, someone you love, it's not them, kill them. Mm-hmm. Problem. Here's the problem. And then the kids come around, and his friend jumps in a way. And I was not expecting that, to save Will, and ends up dying down in those sewers. Yeah, I really thought he was going to shoot Will. I was like,
me too.
But we know Will's not going to die, but still.
Right. He's 3 for 3 right now. Like, yes, he's going to be a kid. Heart attack, this kid. First the cemetery, right. Then when he's going fly fishing, now this.
Right.
I'm like, no wonder why you need to stay at the military base, dude. I know. You just need to stay. But, you know, then his friend takes the bullet and everything, because Leroy was about to take that shot.
Yes.
And his friend dies. He goes, this time I do this for you.
Right.
So that, I just thought it was just heartwarming to see that, how close of friends that Leroy and his friend are.
Yeah.
But I also want to back up for a minute though, too, because I also want to talk about Lily arriving at Mrs. Kirsch's house before all this went down.
Right.
So I'm always thinking that Mrs. Kirsch is still controlled by Pennywise, because we've seen that in chapter 2, because she's actually the owner of Beverly Marsh's house.
Yes.
So I was thinking, okay, why else would she keep pursuing Lily to go ahead and investigate this if she's not it?
Right.
And so then after that, you get that surprise thing that Hank and her are the ones who are sleeping together.
Right. How surprising was that? Like,
right.
When he's in her back seat and she's nervous, she's scared. And it's like, okay, when they go to the woods and they embrace, I did not see that coming.
Me either.
Not at all did I see that coming. They are together.
Right. And so I'm like, maybe she's not it right now. Maybe she is.
Right.
I don't know. Because it's playing an emotional thing for me. I feel like emotional damage right now.
Yeah. That meme says. You don't know who.
But right now, I'm just putting a hashtag there. I trust you, but I don't trust you.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right.
But then we also have Lily brings. Okay, then also too, let's talk about the fact that Lily gives them the happy medicine in the sewer, and they're high as hell.
Oh my gosh, that's so hilarious! I love how they're like, they're all chirping, and the way that they're looking at each other and floating and smiling, and just they're just high, and it's hilarious because they weren't expecting that, and they're like, are you guys all feeling the same thing? And just. Funny scene, cute little scene.
I do too. It's like, them Rich, being, are you holding Marge's hand? No.
Oh, how cute that was, right?
That was cute.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought it was hilarious to see these kids. And it's like, okay, well, that plan didn't work, Lily. So, sorry.
Right.
But I just thought that this was a great, terrifying episode with it. The production design. I know we talked about the special effects.
Right.
But I decided to do a little homework with the behind the scenes stuff a little bit. But they said that this is probably the most beautiful set that they ever worked on.
Wow.
And also the most hardest sets to work on as far as the camera angles, the camera work and stuff like that for the sewer. And they were trying everything to get the house right as well, because they had to use a new filming location than what they had before. Okay. So they were making it close to what the movie was.
Right.
And they did a very good job with the production design on this.
Oh, yes.
I love this episode.
Yes.
I think this is actually, I love how Andy Muschietti does this, where he's creating tension between the first 4 episodes.
Yeah.
He's like, look, we're going to get to Pennywise, but we have to get through this first before we get there.
Right.
So I think it's perfectly well paced whenever you look at that.
Yeah. No, and I love the end of the episode where Dick comes out of the tunnel. And he lived. And then he looks over and he sees the major's friend dead, just standing there. And then it goes off. I mean, this is a show where I just want to just watch it all. Like, I don't want it to go off. I'm ready for the next episode. I'm so excited to watch it on Sunday nights. It's a really good series.
I agree. This is probably one of my favorite series just to watch. I'm always excited for Sunday nights. And that's why I like watching weekly episodes like this, because it gives us a chance to use our imaginations just to be able to talk about this and have that water cooler talk with this. But, you know, I also like how in this episode, too, where Leroy's wife also talks with Mrs. Kirsch and tells her everything. So now it's making me think that either I know that Hank's not going to be able to stay on the military base.
Right.
So I'm thinking that he's going to be in the black quarters somewhere.
Okay.
Hiding out.
Okay.
And somehow or another, Pennywise is probably going to wind up killing Hank. That's just me thinking.
Yeah, I don't see that character being around long.
No, sadly,
it's going to get got at some point. Yes.
Then we see Leroy talks ass about Dick making it out of the sewers, and then it cuts to Dick walking out of there, and his expressions. This actor that does a fantastic job of his expressions and his emotion and stuff. He's scared out of his mind because he doesn't know what's reality and what's not reality.
Right.
Because you also see Leroy's friend off to the side.
Yes.
As well. But it makes me scared for Dick because now all his memories are unlocked. So which means Pennywise now has access to his head.
Right.
Which and now is going to be...
And it makes you think, like, being that Pennywise will be have access to him, will he be able, or he will be able to use Dick against them? Like, at some point, will Dick be a danger to them?
Right.
You know?
I would think that maybe whatever Dick sees, it will see. And whatever it sees, Dick will also see.
Yeah.
So, and it's just about how deep it's going to go, where Pennywise manipulates his head to the point where it's not actually something that's not actually true.
Right.
As well. So,
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes. I love this episode. Hands down, one of my favorite episodes for this one. I always like it whenever they go into Nebel Street and play around in the sewer stuff. That always makes me very creepy, but also too exciting at the same time.
Right.
But those kids just being shocked the whole entire time and just standing there.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, kids. You guys got to go. Come on.
Yeah, I know. So run. run.
But still, great episode. Guys, I have a question for you. Did you like this episode? Did you not like this episode? Tell us in the comments below because we would like to actually know what your thoughts are. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and all that other good stuff here at Movie Lovers Unite. But I think that's going to be about it for this episode, though.
All right.
Is there anything else that you want to add to this or anything?
No. I just can't wait for the next episode.
Same here.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to be it. I hope everyone has a great and safe night. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Bye, guys.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.